project, the existence of every other Sun Food Sovereign franchise, and the manifestation of this group effort to coalesce our core competencies into a community of vegans and vegan sympathizers for the greater good of building a collective infrastructure that all franchises, businesses can benefit from. You need to use more punctuation. It's like no punctuation. It's a run-on paragraph. In practical terms, this means that those that came before you in Sun Food Sovereign are going to help guide you down the same path to success that they have found. We will include you in strategic conversations. We will help direct you and inform you as to how to take advantage of what you have and turn it into a profitable venture that is associated with Sun Food Sovereign. This is a chapter that is devoted to the mail order and business aspect that can be Sun Food Sovereign. This business differs from a juice bar in that this business option puts you in a position where you can reach out to communities outside of your community. You can reach people that you otherwise would not have access to. I don't like that first sentence.
Okay.
This is a chapter that is devoted to...
I was hoping, you already read it once, because that's 13 pages. I don't know if you're going to read all 13 pages.
No, I'm not. I'm just, but that was one thing that I don't know. I'm about to proofread it real simple. Just go through it real quick. I'm just.
Because I was wondering I'm kind of looking for details that I didn't include. Because I feel like there were many. I barely touched on what mail order business is.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, it ain't talking too much about the mail ordering aspect itself. It's still going back into.
I'm talking about lots of peripheral things. Like, I'm not really talking about
that.
Just like you get your box, you make food, you put it in a box, you put it in the mail.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like a simple concept to write about, but I'm sitting here and it's kind of like, you know, step one of mail order business is to advertise. So I focused on advertising, right? Because that gets your item, your menu known. I touched a little bit on the mail, on the post office, to the boxes. I feel like I focused on promotion because I was just like, that's your day one activity. So that's why you. Like you can't mail food to somebody who doesn't know you exist. So I was like, people have to know you exist, so you promote. So then I think I just got caught up in the idea of promotion, that I went into CDs, DVDs, and all this. What can you just describe
your mail order business,
like how big was your mail order business at one point? I know you just sent an order off to New York,
And when I was in Seattle, I used to send stuff from Seattle to here. But the mail order...
Was your mail order business successful because you just had people that, like, knew what you were doing? You didn't have to promote that hard because people just knew the quality of your food and they just asked for it? Did the mail order business come before people asking for the food, or did people ask for the food?
The demand was first.
Okay.
Demand is first.
Okay,
this is what we do. You already know where you flawed it in this chapter. It's just not specifically talking about the pros and cons of the mail order
business. But how can you teach somebody to start, like, a mail order business? How can you teach somebody to build a demand for a mail order business?
Well, we're not teaching them how to build a demand for a mail ordering business outside of this entity, for real. You feel what I'm saying? So... with the publishing of this book, the system for the mail ordering will already be set up. You know what I'm saying? Do you think that... as a part of this book, are we giving them information to start a separate mail ordering business? Or to capitalize off of the mail order and business that is already set up and functioning within.
How would they be a part of the mail order business that's already set up?
Because, remember, we got different.
So you want me to talk, and you want me to like write about the idea like this is the menu that Sunfood Sovereign has, this is the menu that we have. Like, if you promote our menu, you can be an affiliate. Talk about affiliation with Sunfood
Sovereign. Yeah, because any...
As opposed to trying to get them to instead tell them to go out and pass out flyers, that would still be fairly useful, but, like, instead of telling them to start their own business, focus this part on being, like, an affiliate of Sunfood Sovereign.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. We're dealing with affiliations. We don't want to... empower. Everything still got to be to empower Sunfood Sovereign. So the mail ordering business in that chapter, it should be to basically show another department up under the umbrella that could possibly be a job. Like, okay, say you don't want to prepare food. You feel what I'm saying? Say you may just want to sit on the phone and call companies or businesses, send out emails and do all of that stuff for Sunfood Sovereign. This is how you do it. You feel what I'm saying? You get your list of people that want the product. You know what I'm saying? That's one. You get the product. That's two. We would provide the product itself to the person that would be affiliating with the mail ordering aspect of the business. So, you know, basically, like, you know them catalogs that you get in the mail. You look in the catalog, and they may show you how to make beads or bracelets or earrings. And then, you buy into it. They send you the merchandise, and then you go off on your own and start that. Similar to that, or the envelope in business, we'd do something similar to that. Like, okay, once you buy the book, and you read through the book and say, okay, we got so many people interested in the mail order aspect of the book, so that when they contact us, we'll send them the materials to function as a mail ordering business for us. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we would send them brochures. They would have to come up with it. They had to buy into it somehow. You know what I'm saying? They have to, like, percentage wise, like.
Well, you had said you had told me like you can do not solicitation. What's that like that sales? It's a type of sales. It's like where somebody buys something from you, and then they. It's like a shop. Like you got a shop, and you put your
commission.
No, not commission. Consignment.
Yeah, consignment.
Like set it up like a consignment business. Like the way the consignment works is we'll hold the product. All they have to do is make the sale. And then they get a percentage of the sale. So like, they don't have to buy the product. They just have to make the sale.
Exactly. Kind of like they doing with Kangen. Like, the person, the distributor, never sees the machine. You feel what I'm saying? They just basically talk to the person, get them interested, that they buy it. Then we, as an entity, will make sure that, you know, once they got the sales and everything lined up, say, okay, this person is working on a mail order, and they got somebody that orders 100 units, 10 units of each product that we get. And when those orders are confirmed and paid for, then that person gets their pay for their work in the mail order, and then we could set up. It'd be easier maybe to send it directly from the company. You feel what I'm saying? The mail, the affiliate basically works on promotion of the mail order, you know, sending out catalogs that is like landing clientele. Yeah, it can work like that. Because it's the same thing we could do too. Because we could be affiliates to other organizations that sell dehydrators, that sell juicers, that sell blenders, you know. So when people are checking for Sunfood Sovereign, it's like, okay, now we want to purchase all the equipment. We want to buy a juicer, dehydrator, a blender, and a food processor. Can you guys give it to us? And so now we got affiliates with Juice Man or Excalibur. And so when them orders come in, we do the same thing. We call them, and they'll send it directly to the person that is ordering it, and we get the commission from that as an affiliate. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So.
Makes sense. But that's a lot more what I was looking for in the last conversation we had. Like that's.
Yeah, that summed it up, didn't it? Kind of more simple.
The next chapter that needs filled is the restaurant. We talked about juice bar. We talked about mail order. The restaurant business is the next one. This would be like the most advanced chapter in the book. It's like the last chapter in the book.
You got that?
How to start a restaurant?
You got the business plan. Oh, that's in the business plan. You know what I'm saying? The infrastructure to set up the restaurant is in the business plan. Basically, you need major three components. You need a manager, somebody in, you know, cashier, and customer sales. The restaurant structure can be ran from three people, three personnel, and then stock and supply, the commercial setting, tools and equipment, staff training, at least three good chefs on deck for each restaurant endeavor. Now the restaurant, for me, because where my head is at, it's easy for me to get information about actually setting up these things, but actually running them is different. It's a whole other dynamic. You know what I'm saying? So I want to get to the point. We have to have a school. We have to have some type of training program.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm talking about some on a level like how the military train their people. Because we need people to go, okay, say we got somebody in New Jersey, for example. One, they get the book, and they contact us like, man, we have this book, but I can't, you know, I got the money, you know what I'm saying, I got a place, but I don't have a clue how to start. The book is great, but I just can't grasp how to start it. So now, we got specialists. Okay, we're going to send a team out there to help you out, you know what I'm saying? And so now these specialists will be the people that go in. One, they do the demographics of the area. Two, we got, you know, either the head accountant or another accountant, you know what I'm saying, that's a part of that team. We have the operations manager, which is the person that basically sources all the materials for the endeavor and helps with the preparation of, you know, just the whole operation itself. Those are the three people that...
Or you could have the person... You have a person that's like instead of going there, I have them come here. Like, I mean, you don't want strangers living in your apartment, but like if you interview somebody, it was kind of like, just you sound like a franchise operation.
No, but it's like construction almost. It's like the people that want a house built, they don't come to the construction people. You know, they call the construction company. The construction company goes to the site. You feel what I'm saying? So. Because that's basically how it didn't work for me. Like, people that was interested in, like, people that heard my story and my skills, they would call on me. Like, Casa, I got this place, man. I want to do a restaurant. And that's how I opened
it. Well, so you already done that.
So that's when I opened the living room. When I opened my restaurant downtown. You know, this guy, he had the space. He had a sandwich shop in there before. We tore out the sandwich shop, renovated the whole space, and turned it into the restaurant. And so it was basically what the restaurant was everything we talking about basically now, you know what I'm saying? What was in my head, I put the infrastructure there. But I didn't have all the team members, you feel what I'm saying? People came to help and volunteer, but it was a lot of shady stuff involved too. So I know from that experience what will be needed, you know? So that's what we want to do. We want to create not only just the demand for the products, but the demand for the commercial setting itself. And with that, we have to have trained personnel. You know, it could be us. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm saying, if it's us going to these sites and setting it up, we still have to be able to train people to be able to run it. No matter what we go with this, we're going to have to teach people how to do it. The book is not going to be enough, I'm telling you, because it's some things that you can read in the book, and then it's like you learning. The reason you able to write, because you seeing it hands-on, you know what I'm saying, versus just reading the book. You know, and that's I think that's something new and innovative that we can capitalize off on, because now that opens us up to more resources, because now we got a school. You feel what I'm saying? So now we got other practitioners that could come in just to the school and give our trainees, you know, the edge on, like, and teach them how to go and put this operation in, at least with the least amount of money and the least amount of time. You feel what I'm saying? Now, when we talk, like me as a specialist right now, I could pack up all my equipment, go to another city, and have it up running in that same less than a day. You feel what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about.
You get the space in the morning, you set your equipment up, you go to the grocery store, you go get the groceries, then you come back,
boom.
And, you know, you like write up the menu real quick based on, all right, this time I got red peppers, green peppers, onions, I can make this, that. And then you write the menu out, put it up on the front, take it to the front of the window, and then you're good. And you don't have to worry about FDA regulations, you don't have to worry about poultry or anything like that, because all you're doing is selling produce. Like, that's like part of the beauty of it. Did you have to worry about the FDA when you were getting
here? No, I got, they came through, we got certified, we got the license and everything. It's not hard, man, and for real, I got people that want this business where they're at. Like, I had a client last summer that she runs a health and wellness program. And then, you know what, another thing, that you got, do you still have, what happened to the information that was on the original website?
No, I have that website saved on my computer.
Okay, 'cause it's like, it's notes in there that came from, like, one came from a chiropractor, his name is Joe Baco, and the other one came from this lady I'm telling you about now. Well, she talked about the business and how we catered her. We need to be able to put all that information on the site, 'cause people is going to the site and they like, you know what, you change your site, like, where's all the information? We need to update, get that information back on there.
Do you just want the same one? I mean, because if your website, because I can put the old website up, and it's like right where it was at, and everything's fine. Like, I don't know, like, I mean, it's going to be different if I change it. Like, I don't know what you, but we haven't really talked about the website, what you want on it, and this and that. Like, I'm coming up with, like, what I think you want, and I think you want photographs of food.
Yeah, I do.
Prices for food and descriptions of food, and that's what I think.
And information.
Okay.
Information on, you know, why this food is what it is and why it's expensive or whatever, you know, what the realm itself, because without the education, it's just like, I'm not paying for that, you know what I'm saying? I don't care about how healthy it is. You know, when you start talking about enzymes and anti-aging and, you know what I'm saying, longevity, you know, plus taste good, feel good, you know, it's something else. But what I was saying is that the lady that I catered for a few times, she drove all the way from Indianapolis, came and picked up, you know, like $300 worth of materials a couple times and took back to her art shows, you know, and she talked about, you know, possibly looking into prospects in Indianapolis where I could go and set up a, you know, restaurant type of cafe vibe. But,
The choice, like, just the dietary choice that you made, gives you, like, a source of power, like, personal empowerment, like, just real personal, just beautiful power, just like you are doing exactly, you're doing exactly what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, through your dietary choices and culinary choices, you're exploring something you're exploring something that, like, and this could be because, like if I lived in San Francisco, I might not think this is that remarkable. Like, I might say, oh, vegan food, yeah, that's interesting. Because there's vegan restaurants everywhere, like, you'd be like, you're not just another vegan chef in Cincinnati, you're like one of the only vegan chefs in Cincinnati. Like, how does that make you feel? Like, the fact that, like, it makes sense to you, but, like, it's like you're futuristic. It's like they talk about Cincinnati being 10 years behind, like, the times. Well, you're 10 years ahead, and you're in the same place where everybody's 10 years behind. Like, how does that feel?
Weird. Some type of space cadet sometimes. You know, like sometimes I'm walking and I'm on my phone surfing the web and answering emails and posting Facebook, and I'm like, damn, how many other people are doing this? You know what I'm saying? You know, with the same intent. You know, yeah, so like I was saying, you know, my dietary choices, like, a long time ago, man, it's like over 19 years ago, I made a choice that I was never going to eat meat again, not even knowing what the hell it was going to lead to. Like, I didn't have a clue what a sea vegetable was, like, pate, or none of that, man. You know what I mean? But that effort, man, them disciplined efforts, you know, just gave me that cutting edge. You know what I mean? I feel privileged that a lot of times, sometimes it's lonely. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's frustrating because, you know, people don't understand, and then I get, you know, then sometimes people come on board and help, they may volunteer and may not get the same results that I got, you know, and get frustrated and then go off, and there's a lot of different feelings that I get, mixed emotions.
Because there's a lot of the success I think you've achieved is also just because of you. Like, there's a lot, like, this book is going to teach somebody how to do what you did, but it's not going to be able to teach them. The only successful people are going to be the people that read it and go, I can do that my way. Like, nobody's going to be able to do it the way you did it. Like,
right.
But we can try and get people close to that point.
Right.
Like, we can try and tell people, like, this is how one man did it. Like, this is lifestyle literature. Like, this is how one guy did it. Like,
he
went to the grocery store and said, I'm good with that. Like, just keep me away from the blood. Like, and
you seen the last video? Did you see the last video I posted on my Facebook? No blood, no bones. No blood, no bones.
I'm going to go through and do a second draft where I'm basically going to, I think what I might do is try to tighten up the language and the whole, it's part of me that wants to
check it,
wants to rewrite it.
Come up.
It's coming up. It's not coming up. It's either coming up real slowly or it's not coming up at all.